Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or whatever good you can have. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of June, and Document TV International is back on air again with our dear friend in New York. Charles, are you there?
I am indeed. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on and good to see you. It's almost midsummer in the Northern Hemisphere, but we have to take some time off to share some warnings from Norway. Actually, you know, Federal Delano Roosevelt once said, look to Norway. And that has become a phrase that we Norwegians like to pride ourselves on. But a week or two back, I got a warning from England, from a guy calling himself Hugo Talks. And he said, look to Norway, but for totally different reasons. Let's have a look.
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. So this is another video, another warning showing you what is incoming. So give it a share it around with people, make them aware. Now, if you remember, I did a video a few days back about Tesco and a member of staff apparently stating that they would be implementing Tesco, implementing biometric payments and ditching cash and cards by 2023. Again, it can't be verified, but Tesco have signed deals with companies that are experts on biometric payment systems, and they are going to bring that system in. They have stated that. Now, we have this story from Norway. It says here, Norway to track all supermarket purchases. It says here, Statistics Norway wants to receive several million daily receipts from food stores, signaling a new era in state data collection. Privacy advocates and the supermarkets themselves are unhappy, it says here. It says, Statistics Norway wants to collect data. Who are Statistics Norway? Well, this is the Norwegian government. Statistics Norway is the Norwegian Statistics Bureau, a government agency. It continues, Statistics Norway is the state-owned entity responsible for collecting, producing, and communicating statistics related to the economy, population, and society at national, regional, and local levels. Because everything about an individual living in Norway is linked to their Fødselsnummer, birth number, Statistics Norway already knows where you live, what you earn, and what's on your criminal record. Norway, it seems, are further down this dystopian New World Order digital trap route than most, it seems. The 24/7 surveillance, the digital prison, is much closer to Norway than it is elsewhere. This is what they are planning everywhere, though. Back in 2020, Norway introduced digital IDs and digital passports. And then last year, they made those digital IDs and passports biometric digital IDs and passports. They have a bank ID system, which only last month, as you can see here, was announced that that also was going to now be upgraded to become a biometric bank ID. And I'm gonna estimate that all of these biometric IDs and bank IDs and passports will all meld together with the Jibjab EU certificate passport to create the one app to rule them all. This is what all of these governments all around the world are currently trying to bring about. This one app for all government services, for all benefits, for everything, basically. And now in Norway, while they are doing this, it seems they are already telling Norwegians how much they're going to be spying on them with this article about how the government want to track all your food purchases and have that data sent to them. It says here the Norwegian government has ordered Norway's major supermarket chains, NorgesGruppen, Coop, Bunnpris, and Rema 1000, to share all their receipt data with the agency. Nets, the payment processor that is responsible for 80% of transactions, will also need to provide data. It says here, such a collection will signal a new era for the government of Norway, as the agency now seeks to collect data from private companies and not just public registers. And it says the government claims that they want to analyze and collect household consumption statistics in order to inform tax policy, social assistance, and child allowance? Well, I would say one reason, the lesser reason, will be that they can sell the data to partners so they can market new products to you based on what you have bought in the past. But the main reason that Norway and all of these other countries want to track its citizens' food purchases is to control what they eat and what they buy. I mean, it's clear from what I've looked at that Norway is a leading country when it comes to the New World Order digital ID. They are very far ahead of most other countries, and unfortunately, the public seem to have accepted this. Apparently, you have to have one to do any online banking with any bank. So this again proves the point, proves that all of this digital ID, passports, biometric passports, etc., is all about control and tracking your movements and your purchases. And you have to ask, well, why? What could possibly be the primary reason why the governments of the world would want to know the intimate details of your grocery list? And the only reason can be because they want to control what you eat. They're either planning on bringing in limits to food, rationing. I mean, we all know they want to stop people eating meat, for example. We all know they want people to start eating bugs and crickets and insects instead of eating meat. And with this digital system, of course, they can see what you buy, and in a totally digital setup, they can literally, at the flick of a switch, well, no, not even a flick of a switch, by automation and algorithms, they can freeze your ability to purchase or block you from buying certain foods or certain drinks. They can say, allow you to buy a certain amount of meat, for example, a week. And once you go over that limit, your digital account won't pay for it. And then, of course, add the social credit system, which will be a points system based on rewards or penalties to control the public's behavior, and link all of this together, and you've got complete control over the public. You know, this is what I've been warning about for the last year and a bit. This is what they are going to try and bring in. At the moment, the only way around this is using cash, especially in Norway, and we all know they want to ban cash. They want a cashless society. This just shows you the level of control that this gives the government. And when you see this happening in Norway, and that they are two steps ahead of other countries in regards to this New World Order digital cashless ID passport system they want to implement and bring in everywhere, when you see how quickly they enforce these new tracking rules, ordering all supermarkets to give them all of their data for shoppers' purchases. And they are already doing this. Now they have these systems in place. When you see how quick they are to start doing that now, you can only imagine how much they will exploit this system of power once they get rid of cash. Again, this is another warning. All of this is being made possible through the public's acceptance of smartphones, or just using the smartphones to pay for things and to access banks. Again, if people didn't do this en masse, it wouldn't work. You know, I go to the supermarket and I always pay with cash. Always. I look around me and I see 90% of everyone else using cards or contactless payments with their phones. You should be using cash. So yeah, this is what is going on in Norway, and it's a snapshot of what is coming to the UK, coming to Ireland, USA and elsewhere. Give this video a share, let people know what's coming down the line. Awareness is key. If people are made aware of it now, they will be more aware of it when it is introduced or attempted to be brought in. And they will introduce it in a sneaky way, I'm sure. But the more people who are aware of what is coming, you know, the more that can resist it, at least. Okay, as always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to HugoTalks.com, and I'll see you later.
Thanks to Hugo Talks. He's given his permission for us to use this with a subtitled version. Cash is king, or what do you say, Charles?
Well, I think the very same people who have gotten us into the utter mess that we're living in today, with raging inflation, diminished capability to bargain with your employer or to keep a private business alive. These control freaks who set up various New World Order organizations seek to dictate to ordinary human beings around the planet Earth, what is the correct course? What's the right and true course? And of course, we'll find that in any system devised by these control freaks, the control freaks will, of course, operate above the system, and they won't be subject to the same laws. They'll be taking advantage of all they seek to impose on the rest of us. This is a diabolically sick plot that should be resisted. I mean, when we think, I don't know how well your viewers could do this, but if you can imagine back to 1989, imagine your life before smartphones and before the internet. Imagine, if you're old enough, what it was like to work back then and to actually have the weekend off. And think back to spend time with your friends and family. And think back to how much money you were making after tax and what things cost. Chances are, if you can do the math and the homework readily, you'll realize that you were actually much better off in 1989 than you are today, staring over an abyss with rising war clouds everywhere, most recently now in Lithuania and Finland are both saber rattling in response to Russian moves. We have problems across the with Taiwan in China. We have the Middle East is erupting. We have famine around the world, possibly. We have energy prices that are out of control. This is all brought to you by the same people who pushed unregulated globalism on all of us as a solution to mankind's ills. We need to, if we want to eliminate waste, the best way to do that is to look at these government programs and stop them. Stop the global governance effort, and then within the national governments, put these national governments on the diets they deserve to be on. We do not need to be ruled, particularly by people who are not smart enough to rule themselves.
Thank you. Thank you. I totally, wholeheartedly agree, Charles. And let me get back to the phrase, cash is king. This, my fellow viewers, this is what you have to do. Start using cash. If you see a self-service cash counter in your local supermarket, pass it by. Ask for an employee who can handle your cash so you can pay for your bills in cash. If they don't let you pay by cash, ask them. Tell them it's mandatory by Norwegian law to be able to use cash as a payment for a service rendered. Now, this is something every one of us should do. Let's get rid of these self-service cash registers, which is only turning to make people unemployed. This is crazy. We're sawing off the branch we're sitting on. We're destroying our own society on a daily basis. So get back to cash.
I agree.
Then, Charles, this is in political circles in Norway and in Europe. It's sold as a way to reach the sustainable circular economy. What the heck is sustainable circular economy? Tell us a bit.
Well, the circular economy belongs in the circular file, which is in America what we call a garbage can. the theory is, and it's your classic straw man argument. You set up the idea that what you're proposing is beneficial to society. And it's much better than the wasteful approach that mankind has followed throughout history. We need to eliminate waste and focus on redefining how businesses and service organizations manufacture goods or provide services to the general public in a much less wasteful way. And when you cut through all the buzzwords and the slogans and the McKinsey probably consulting firm phrases, it's a war on fossil fuels. The argument is that the production system around the world is too heavily based on fossil fuels, and we need to move off that. And once we do that, we'll have this circular economy where we can reuse elements of the production cycle. We won't be belching out pollutants into the atmosphere, and we'll save the planet. There's no scientific analysis, the provable analysis, that shows that you can do that with anything less than a lot of time and even more money. You can't just flip a switch, as much as Joe Biden and whoever is running his teleprompter would like you to believe. You can't just say when it comes to, let's say it gets start getting cold in Norway around sometime in August in the evenings. By October this year, 2020, if for some reason you did not have access to energy, you couldn't say to the population of Norway, well, look, this is just one winter, you know, 90 days to forget that you're freezing cold. You can't survive without energy. And in many places in Europe, Norway is fortunate that you have domestic resources, but many countries around the world, especially in Europe, are hostage to foreign energy sources. And even just with the best of intentions, if you wanted to get a new project greased in a place like Germany, for example, if you wanted to put up a new refinery or a new electrical plant or whatever, it's going to take you many years to get the job done. And so these people are not, they have not done their homework. We're in a tremendous mess already now in June 2022. We're going to have blackouts and brownouts around the world if it gets much hotter. And then we have to prepare for a brutal winter in the middle of likely geopolitical threats. So the last thing we need to listen to now, last people we need to listen to now, are people who are arguing for another set of empty slogans that don't make sense and only benefit the sloganeers. In fact, we should, if we want to have a war on anything, let's have a war on sloganeers.
Exactly. Now, if you guys have been watching Document and Charles Hertel for a year or maybe 2 years, you will know all this. You should know all this. You will know that we've been warning for the disastrous Paris Treaty, which is trying to eliminate the plant nutrition CO2 from the atmosphere, because they're saying, oh, the world is going to boil over. The polar ice is going to melt. Baloney. Al Gore won the Nobel Peace Prize for saying this, and he's flying more than ever, I think. This is sloganeers and slogans that are introduced to pay, make you, the regular consumer, pay for the stupidities and the luxury of the sloganeers, who all happen to be globalists, far aloof from us deplorables. Now, I read today, just only today, I browsed our headlines on document.no. I saw that my colleague Christian had written a story about Germany's politicians are now starting to balk at the self-imposed ban on fossil fuel cars in the automotive industry in the EU by 2035. They're reopening coal-fired plants. Nuclear is again coming in. But as you said, this will take years to change. And we don't have years, because what you said about possible blackouts during this summer, I'm not too worried about the summer blackouts in Norway, because it never gets that warm here. That's number one. We don't need to use AC. But boy, do we need to use energy to heat ourselves when we have sub 20, 30, and 40 minus during the winter. If you don't have wood, an abundant supply of electricity, boy, we will freeze to death. And I'm dead sure that parts of Norway will experience blackouts during the cold season coming this year.
Yeah, it's horrible. But just for a second, I mean, Norway is, I think, a pretty much of a special case in that you're so far north. You think about countries like Spain and Italy and France, and the elderly populations there, and the young, they don't really have that many children these days in those countries, but the very young and the very old really fare poorly in conditions of high heat, where, you know, they don't have air conditioning and they may get dehydrated and die very quickly. Obviously, in the winter in Norway and in cold climates, you absolutely need heat. So one suggestion I would have for these sloganeers is that instead of holding the World Economic Forum in Davos at a fancy ski resort, maybe Norway should offer to host the World Economic Forum up very far north in, let's say, January, when the late January. But let's have all the people who attended just plan on living there for 4 days with no heat. See how they do.
Fantastic idea, Charles. Actually, up north in the northernmost most county in Finnmark, which I happened to be visiting about a month ago, and I was struck by the nature and the beauty up there. I'd never been there in winter, but I know for a fact we have igloo, ice hotels. So we could clearly build a lot of igloos to host the whole shebang of these globalists for a week. Why only 4 days? We'll host them for a week and let them survive on reindeer, make their own fire. And if they're lucky and we're kind and generous enough, we'll provide some reindeer skins to keep them warm at night in the ice igloos.
I think you're being, as usual, too nice. I mean, I would be surprised. I'd set up either a locust or a cockroach bar. And, you know, they can have all of that. And Bill Gates has a special device to recycle human waste into water. They can have as much of that as they want with locusts and cockroaches and crickets. And let's see how well they do. Let's read their communique at the end of the four-day period.
I'll take your advice and I'll speak to some friends up there. Maybe we'll do a reverse Robinson Crusoe camp for these guys so they will have to sustain themselves. That's sustainability, isn't it?
It is.
Now, as I said, it is midsummer, and even though the inflation is raging, more school children in the UK are falling below the poverty line and has to be fed by the government. Bad news almost everywhere. But we are, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, we are now in Norway replaced with 20 degrees Celsius for the second day in a row. So I think I'm going to enjoy summer, which is what we usually do at this time. The sunset is about to happen. We have the longest night coming tomorrow, or the shortest night, excuse me. But I think I'm going to go out for a drink tonight, Charles. What about you?
I'm going to do the same thing, actually. I'll be a bit far away from you, but enjoy yours.
I certainly will. And we agree on one thing, don't we? Watch Document TV International and Charles on and Jason on their musings. The link is supplied in the story below. And if you guys have had your drinks and want to send a few more dollars to support our work here up in Norway, we have a PayPal account, paypal@document.no, which can be shared wide and freely to know, and no taxes on it. But we agree on one thing, Charles. Cheers to you. Cash is king.
Thanks so much, Gar.
Thank you.